officer for the Ottumwa Community School District. A reliable internet connection is a basic student need, and we're excited that we've partnered with MCG, a partner who understands just how important that is for our community. The idea of MCG expanding to cover all of our community is something that all of the city of Ottumwa should be proud of.
Whether you are buying or selling a home, our RE/MAX Pride agents are dedicated to making your real estate experience enjoyable. RE/MAX is a family-owned business that has been a part of the Ottumwa community for 6 years. As the broker owner and as a member of the RE/MAX network, we offer access to more resources that make us number one in the Ottumwa market. My agents and I live, work, and serve in our community and have the experience to get the job done. Contact us today and we'll find the home of your dreams.
RJ Power Sports, our knowledgeable staff, dependable service department, and affordable pricing will make your shopping experience one you'll remember. Our selection of off-road vehicles is curated for everyone from farmer, rancher, outdoorsman, weekend warrior, or avid sports rider. We strive to give the best customer experience possible from our sales department to parts to accessories and service. We want to be the one dealer you always want to use. RJ Power Sports, Iowa's premier power sports dealer.
Welcome back one final time tonight to historic Schaefer Stadium, where, again, it's not official, but we believe Ottumwa's bid for the playoffs comes up short, fight finishing at 7-2 as they lose to Waterloo West 28-21. Wanted to touch on a couple statistical things here. The Bulldogs came into the night with 3,003 rushing yards. We were trying to figure out what the record for a nine-game season was, and the best I could figure out was 3,700 yards in nine games. Now, there's rushing records, you know, in the record books, but a lot of those include teams that had deep playoff runs. And I think there's only one that I found that was a nine-game record. It was like 3,700 yards. Ottumwa didn't get 700 rushing yards tonight, but that's still 3,000-plus yards and almost over 3,200 yards for the season, roughly. And that's an incredible total for a nine-game season. I've got Kobe Chantalavon at 22 carries for 136 yards, so puts him over 1,500 yards for the season and adds to his school single-season record. I believe he came up shy of the career rushing record. I'd have to double-check that. Cam Maneri, still not 100%, but went 22 carries for 92 yards, so he's over 1,000. About 1,052 is what he ends with. And boy, it was a shame he got hurt in the Marshalltown game, because his numbers would be almost unheard of if he hadn't gotten hurt. But those two really carried Ottumwa this year to seven wins, most wins we've had since, you know, over a decade. And boy, again, Ottumwa battled hard tonight. They got down early. They came back. They took control of this game in the second half. Went down and scored. Got a stop. Put together a 10-minute drive to take the lead. And just couldn't get those one or two plays, either defensively or offensively, in the end to finish it off. And it's just a shame that this team, with so many great contributors all season long, is probably not going to get a chance to go to the playoffs, even though they went 7-2. And I'm not saying the system is broken necessarily. I know that Ottumwa's strength of schedule really dragged it down, and that's not the kids' fault, certainly. You can only play who's on the schedule, and it's a schedule that's that you make 2 years in advance. Obviously, you don't choose your district opponents, or in 5A, it's just your group. But you do have a say in who you play in non-district, and Ottumwa was, for the past couple of years, a four-win team, and they were scheduling accordingly. And so, you know, you schedule Keokuk, and I thought they'd be a little bit better than they were. Des Moines Roosevelt had been better in previous couple seasons than they were this year. That kind of dragged us down. You would hope Oskaloosa would have been better, and they've struggled, and Des Moines Lincoln struggled for a while, obviously. But it is what it is. Could the RPI formula be a little bit different to perhaps give a little more credence to a team that has seven wins, maybe, but, you know, Ottumwa accepted Coach Phil Light told me early in the season he thought it might take 8 wins to get into the playoffs, and unfortunately it looks like he was right, and we may come up a bit short. But before we sign it off tonight, by the way, let me remind you, I'm going to do a senior tribute here, but let me remind you that as soon as we're done here, you want to turn the radio on to Thunder Country 96.7 KIIC, the locker room show and the statewide Iowa scoreboard show.
Wow.
On Thunder Country here. And it's been great working with the Thunder Country folks here on this Bulldogs Network. We started in the summer, of course, with baseball and softball. What a first football season. I don't know if you could ask for much more than dominating rushing attack and more wins than I've called. I've been doing a Tumble game since 2012, and I'd never called a season, I think, with more than 5 wins, and we won 7 this year. So it's been a big improvement. Now, you look at next year, we'll have a different schedule because we've reached the end of the 2-year scheduling cycle. So we'll have a different district or different group. And then Tom will get you don't get to just choose who your opponents are, but you submit a list to the state of the schools you'd like to play. And you kind of agree with those schools and they submit your name, and then hopefully you get matched up. Don't know who Atoma will have in those first 4 games the next 2 seasons. Probably be a little tougher than it was this year. Certainly we might have a tougher district set of district foes because we've been a much better team under that success model, they call it, in Class 5A. But Atoma's earned that, and they'll have to do it with a largely a new cast. So many starting seniors this year have had a great year, and it'll be up to the next couple of classes to follow it up. But let's make sure we thank the seniors for an outstanding year. And I'm just going in numerical order on the roster here. Kobe Chantalabon, Parker Derby, Cam Maneri, Matt Mitchell, Marcus Johnson, Caden Lockwood, Joe Gravy, Bounce Komfolanovok, Justin Ockenfels, Nolan Heller, who really gutted it out through an ankle injury tonight, Tuku, Brian Coulter, Neo Guida, Braden Larkin, boy, I love that kid, Dylan Forney. Am I missing anybody? Trey Brown, of course, who really established himself as a big-time football player this year. Big senior class, huge contributions all the way around. Thank you, guys. It's been an amazing season, and it's been a privilege to call all those games. And, those of you who've follow my broadcast for a long time know that in other seasons I'll go on Twitter and thank them all by name. That's way too many Twitter handles to try to find a post in one tweet or one post on X or whatever it is now, but I'll make some kind of post on there. But again, thank you, seniors. The memories you've left and the foundation you've laid under Phil Light here in his first year as head coach to keep this program growing has been nothing short of phenomenal. And hopefully in a few years when this program is consistently winning 6, 7, 8 games a year and making runs to the playoffs, we'll look back and say that this season was the foundation of something that became really special at Ottumwa High. So, again, I want to thank Indian Hills for presenting our streams all season long, Indian Hills Community College, Indian Hills Life-Changing, online at indianhills.edu. And also Ottumwa, despite the loss, I believe we'll still finish the season leading Class 5A in touchdowns. And all Ottumwa touchdowns this season brought to you by Bridge City Realty, your Ottumwa real estate pros. I want to thank folks who helped produce this broadcast tonight. The students, Leland Sherwood and Ashton Sales. And, of course, all season long, Tiffany Bagley and Jeremy King helping produce these great video streams of Ottumwa football all season long. I do want to remind you, and I got Joe, if you're listening, I'm going to get a reply to your email on this. Ottumwa volleyball is in the regional final next Tuesday. I think it's at Ankeny Centennial, and it will be broadcast on BulldogsNetwork.tv. I'm unfortunately not going to be able to be there, but we will have that match broadcast for you as Ottumwa volleyball will try to pull an upset on the road and get to state volleyball this year. Certainly, we'll be cheering on the girls' volleyball team as they get ready for that. And then I need to look up one more thing. In fact, we do need to take one more timeout. We'll take a 1-minute timeout, come back, and wrap up the season on BulldogsNetwork.tv.
Well, thank you, Jason. We're going to go to the statewide scoreboard show with Tony at Zenny, John Martinson, and Wendell Campbell.
One another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Timeout! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids. Now back to the gang for more exciting results from around the great state of Iowa.
Trips once for Garrigan, Furch in the shotgun, clean pocket, lobs towards the end zone, looking for Murphy. He leaps up, he made an unbelievable grab for a touchdown!
Yeah, that's what the folks listening to KLGA and Tyler Lance heard tonight. Bishop Garrigan with the win. We'll have more on that when we get to 8 player. Go ahead there, Mr. Tony.
All right, back at it in 5A. We do have an updated score that is a final now in a battle of top 10s. Number 3, Lindmar of Marion, was upended by number 8, Pleasant Valley, giving Pleasant Valley the group the 5 championship, 35-21 there. And we also got another score just jumping in there while I was reading. Muscatine 21, Dubuque Senior 20. That's in the 4th quarter, so that's a score we have up to date in the 4th quarter. But let's get to class.
Score alert.
We're going to jump to 4A, Tony. You asked for him here. So a couple finals in 4A. District
96.7 KIIC.
51-15. Thank you, J.J. Johnson out there on X. And then also Will Hart. All the finals in Class 4A now.
All right, thank you. That means now we can go to it. John Martinson has Class... Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I'm having a faux pas tonight.
Because
we always go to Todd Kim and Beck's Hybrids Player with Heart. Todd, please take it away.
This season, Bex is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star in athletics, but a player that shows heart in school, at work, through the community, and in the ag industry. Besides athletics, Student Senate, and National Honor Society, Olivia Primrose of Vinton Shelsburg works at a pharmacy and is a certified nursing assistant.
And our school actually offers a course that you can get CNA certified. So I took that last year, so I am certified as a CNA, and that's pretty cool.
Addison Poppin of Webster City is missing her senior season in volleyball and basketball due to an ACL injury and says dealing with adversity is something she learned while watching both of her grandfather's farm.
There's always issues like while farming that they don't expect, and I obviously didn't expect this either, but I realize with a lot of hard work that I can get through it and meet my end goal.
Growing up on a farm has taught Azaria McDonough of Central Springs the value of hard work and persistence.
You know, don't give up just because something failed on you. You know, like, sometimes, like, I know my dad gets really frustrated, and, like, I see that. Like, just not giving up and just keep on, like, trial and error and keep on going.
For Cale Van Sickle of Southeast Valley, interest in farming took off after his father let him drive a tractor at a young age.
Probably about 4 or 5, we have an old International M. He let me drive that around the yard. I used to always sit on his lap, and he always let me steer.
Nominate a student athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart. Now back to the scores.
All right, now let's get right back to it after my faux pas. It's John Martinson. He's got Class 3A finals tonight and the final regular season night in this class. Go ahead, John.
All right, I'm trying to get my score. There we go. Okay, starting in District 1, it was Carroll Public over Boyden Hall Rock Valley, 42-13. MOC Floyd Valley upended 10th ranked Bishop Heelan of Sioux City, 49-21, thanks to Zach James calling in that score. And it was 4th ranked Sergeant Bluff Luton over Sioux Center, 28-21. District 2, we have all the final scores. 3rd ranked Humboldt over Webster City, 28-14. Clear Lake, 56-0 over Charles City. And 6th ranked Algona, 31-6 over Hampton Dumont Cal. In District 3, it was Waller Catholic of Dubuque, 49-6 over Maquoketa. Not a final yet. We haven't seen one yet. On number 7, Independence at Center and Center Point Urbana at Iowa Scoreboard. At Iowa Scoreboard on X, please, as far as a final score on the Mustangs and Storm and Pointers. West Delaware over Central DeWitt, 35-0. That rounds out District 3. District 4, it was 5th-ranked Mount Vernon, 62-7 over Keokuk. Also tonight, Washington. Again, that's a fourth-quarter score. Washington up big on Fort Madison. We'll get you the final when it becomes final. And Davenport Assumption, 35-0 over Mount Pleasant. In District 5, 8th-ranked Benton Community with a win over the top-ranked Williamsburg Raiders, 21-0. Great win for co-coaches Cal Goodchild and Jeff Zittergren over at Benton Community. That game was at Van Horn tonight, and Bobcats win the district championship in District 5. Williamsburg the runner-up. Third place is Solon. May get a district may get a playoff spot as the 9th-ranked Spartans of Solon over South Tama, 54-6. And happy bus ride back from Grinnell. They end the season 6-3. The Tigers, 45-27 over Fairfield. In District 6, Creston B. Perry, we don't have that score, but I do know Creston won that game tonight. Harlan over Knoxville by a score of 42-7. And a district championship for Nevada and the Cubs. They've won three, or they've tied three times in the past. This may be their first outright. I believe their first outright district title. We're joined in the winner's circle by head coach Andy Kleeman at Nevada. Probably the first time they've won a championship, coach, maybe since 1977 from the old Heart of Iowa Conference. Congratulations, coach. Great victory and way to finish out the season.
Yeah, appreciate it. I feel like we're playing our best football right now. And I think first since they started district play back in the early 90s that we've been able to win one. So
yeah,
exciting.
1993. I know your team stubbed your toe at making that trip halfway to Dodge City when you went to Harlan. But, boy, the last two games after you got the first quarter out of the way against Creston, you're playing, like you said, maybe your best football of the year right now.
Yeah, I think we've been challenged early. We had a lot of young guys step up throughout the season and have certainly had our growing pains. But, I like where we're at, and we're just excited for the playoffs. And obviously it's a 0-0 record once you get to the playoffs, and we just want to be playing our best.
We're talking to Coach Andy Kleeman of Nevada, victorious tonight over Atlantic, 42-7. Andy, as a head coach, you've been around this high school football. Have you ever seen a year, maybe I'm crazy, but I mean, most all classes, is this about as balanced as you've seen it across the state in any year?
Yeah, you know, I think us coaches, we get really in our own shells, and we just focus on our own teams and the teams that we're playing. So, you know, I try to pay attention to what's going on in other classes and outside of our own district. But to be honest, it's hard to know, and I think it's such a matchup game this time of year. And there's just a lot of really well-coached football teams. I think throughout the state, Iowa high school football is in a really good place. So I think that's why you're seeing a lot of balance, just because there's so much good coaching and good players across the state.
Coach, any idea who you might see in the first round of the playoffs? It looks like you're going to host at Nevada's nice football field there and on the east side of town.
Well, I think it's fun for us to try to speculate, but at the end of the day, you're at the mercy of the association, and you know they'll do their best. They put a lot of time and thought into that process. So, you know, we're just, again, happy to make the playoffs, and we'll play whoever comes to our place next Friday. So.
All right. Well, Coach, congratulations on the win, the outright district championship, and good luck in the postseason.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Thank you. That's so Coach Andy Kleeman, who's really put some life in the football program at Nevada, winning 42-7 over Atlantic. The coach's hotline for the Steffes Group, selling land and equipment for 65 years. The Steffes Group is one of the nation's fastest-growing auction companies with locations all throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain regions. Visit them, Tim Meyer and the gang, at steffesgroup.com. Also, that final in, Creston B. Perry, 72-13 is how it ended. Class 3A football tonight, as we'll go to Class 2A next. And the ref, Wendell Campbell.
And I want to give one update here in Class 5A. That Iowa City Liberty Jefferson score, that game's still in the fourth quarter. Liberty's now up 70-33 with about 2.5 minutes to go. So we report it as a final, but that game still underway there in Class 5A.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we will start in Class 2A, the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, powered by Learfield, every Friday night from 10 to 11:30, and can be heard on great stations like 97.7 KOTM in Ottumwa, on KWBG 1590 AM and 101.5 FM in Boone, and in Cherokee, classic hits of the 70s through the 90s, KCHE AM and FM, and in Clinton on KROS AM 1340 and 105.9 FM. More of our great affiliates, more scores and coaches' interviews and affiliate reports coming up here on this final regular season and first round of the playoffs in some of the classes in Iowa High School football. Back after this.
Don't quiz him on a team's mascot name. He knows all of them. More Shocker. Interviews and final scores are next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most, our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Agriculture plays a very important role in the communities we serve. We know that when we help ag producers grow their crops and raise their livestock, we are helping the local economy grow. Many area businesses are based on serving the ag community. What's good for agriculture is good for our community. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
Hoekstra Chiropractic knows every commercial driver on the road today is required to take a DOT physical for their CDL license. Not having proof of your DOT physical can keep you from getting your CDL renewed, and that means you're off the road and not making any money. Don't let that happen to you. I'm Dr. John Hoekstra in Oskaloosa and perform DOT physicals. I accept new patients and will work with your schedule. Call 641-672-0150 and make your appointment today, South 16th Street in Oskaloosa.
Hi, I'm Mike Madison with Zero Connect in Albia. Zero Connect is a custom cable assembly manufacturer of fiber and copper products for voice, data, and video applications. Due to growth and demand, we are now hiring qualified individuals for our production team for first and second shift. Zero Connect is looking for dedicated individuals who are open to working for a fast-paced and fulfilling environment. If you are looking for a rewarding career, let us be your first choice. Apply online at ZeroConnect.com. That's ZeroConnect.com. Equal opportunity employer.
Get in, get out, and get on with your day. That's how it gets done at Jim and Charlie's on North Clinton in Albia. Where best choice pasta sauce in a variety of flavors, 24-ounce jars are $1.59 each. Best choice cake mixes, just 99 cents each. For your best choice to always save, look for best choice and always save products at Jim and Charlie's. 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. on North Clinton in Albia.
This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Here's your host, Iowa Broadcast Hall of Famer, Tony Adzeni.
And along with the ref, Wendell Campbell and John Martinson, our executive producer, Mr. Joe Mills, we welcome you back to the final regular season night of 5A through 3A and the first round of the playoffs from 2A to Class A player. And let's get right to those scores as we start playoff finals tonight in Class 2A. Here's Wendell Campbell.
And let's start with your number one team in Class 2A, Spirit Lake, and they took on number 10, Cherokee. Cherokee drawing the short straw as a ranked team and having to play a number one seed as this was reseeded here this week, number one versus a four. We've got Jason Jacobson, KUOO, tonight reporting on this one, Spirit Lake and Cherokee.
Spirit Lake edges Cherokee in Class 2A playoff football 31-27. Spirit Lake would score first on an 85-yard touchdown, or punt return rather, for a touchdown by Wes Walls with 7:20 to go in the first quarter to make it 7-0. Later, the Indians would get the ball at the Cherokee 33-yard line after the Braves went for it on 4th-and-1 and then turned the ball over. The Indians would get a 24-yard field goal out of that drive from Will Ditsworth to make it 10-0, and that would be the end of the first quarter score. Indians would add a score with 10:05 to go in that first half on a 43-yard touchdown catch by Tate Orpin from quarterback Cade Lunt to make it 17-0 Spirit Lake, but Cherokee would just hang around. They would get an 8-play drive, take 74 yards and 3 minutes and 57 seconds off the clock in that second quarter, and it was a 2-yard touchdown run by Blake Lovell to make it 17-7, and that was our halftime score. In the third quarter, Spirit Lake would get an interception. Terry Sexton would get that at the Spirit Lake 24-yard line, and then 8 plays later, the Indians would find the end zone on a 29-yard touchdown catch and run by J.D. Schneider. A Ditsworth extra point was good to make it 24-7 Spirit Lake. But the Braves kept coming back. Early fourth quarter, it was a 9-yard touchdown run by Jackson Paulsrud, the quarterback for Cherokee, with 10:06 to go in the ballgame to make it 24-14 after the extra point. On the ensuing drive, Spirit Lake throws a pick six to Braden Good. He returns at about 28 yards. The extra point was blocked, though, so it was 24-20 Spirit Lake. Yards, and it was a 9-yard touchdown run by quarterback Cade Lunt with 22 seconds to go. Extra point was good, 31-27. Spirit Lake survives and advances. It was a very close game, as we mentioned, 258 yards for Spirit Lake to 237 for Cherokee, who sees their season come to a close at 6-3, and the Indians of Spirit Lake improved to 8-1. Again, Spirit Lake defeats Cherokee 31-27. For Radio Iowa and KUOO, this is Jason Jacobs on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Shout out, Jason. Great report there on that good game. Number one, Spirit Lake moves on in the playoffs. Let's check number two, another unbeaten in Class 2A, Westline of Inwood. They defeat Garner Hayfield Ventura tonight, shutting them out 42-0. So we still have three unbeatens left in Class 2A. Number three, PCM Monroe. They moved to 9-0 in the season, 41-19 over Des Moines Christian. So the top three seeds in Class 2A move on. The rest of the ranked here, number four, Van Meter and the Bulldogs, they defeat Albion and the Blue Demons tonight, 56-10. Shout out to my buddy Ray Fouts and Jeff Friel for that crew that was working the game there tonight in Van Meter. Number five, Kemper Catholic over Sheraton, 48-7. Anamosa defeats Wauconda tonight, 46-40. Big high scoring game there in Anamosa tonight. And Mid Prairie Woman over Union LaPorte City, 35-7. So all your top seeds in Class 2A move on. Looking at the remainder of games in 2A, this was the 2 versus the 3 seeds. They're a little more parity here tonight. Green County goes onto the road and defeats Clarinda tonight, 30-6. Central Line big over Forest City, 60-32. Mediapolis upends Northeast Goose Lake tonight, 21-6 on the road. Jessup defeated tonight by Osage, 53-13 Osage. Number 7, Roland Story, upended by Crestwood of Cresco, 27-23. Number 9, West Burlington Notre Dame over Centerville tonight, 38-22. And West Marshall over West Liberty, 34-6. And then let's jump over to Tim Peterson, as he was in Okoboji Milford tonight, as Western Christian went on the road to take on Okoboji Milford.
Western Christian travels over to Milford to take on the Okoboji Pioneers tonight, and it's the Pioneers getting on the board first. They led it 7-0, but answering right back was Western Christian. They tied this game 7-7. The teams would exchange touchdowns, and the Wolfpack would get one extra one before halftime. At the half, it was Western Christian 28, Okoboji 21. In the third quarter, Western Christian strikes again, and both teams end up with one touchdown in the fourth quarter. And it is Western Christian bringing Okoboji's good season to an end. The Wolfpack move on with a final score of 41-28. Wolfpack end up 6-3 on the season, as they will look to improve on that with another game next week. Okoboji's season comes to an end with a final record of 6-3. I'll miss you guys. Thanks for everything you do on Radio Iowa. I'm Tim Peterson, and this is the High School Scoreboard Show.
Well, Tim Peterson, we're going to miss you too, buddy. I tell you what, the affiliates that we get to talk to week in and week out, the time that they take in putting their reports, and Tim's always an exciting one to hear what he's got going on. So, Tim, going to miss you, buddy.
I'm glad you got to read scores. I'm a little misty-eyed right now.
But if he's going to miss us, Tim, get a life.
or coming down to the studio. We'll put you on here in the coming weeks of the playoffs. But let's jump over. John, we got a coach on as tonight. Mediapolis, Brian Borison. Mediapolis goes on the road and wins 21-6 at Northeast Goose Lake.
Yeah, congratulations, coach. And again, a coach's hotline coming away for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com. And Coach Brian Borison, was this a game that Mediapolis led pretty much from the start, or how did this game play out?
Yeah, we were able to really start strong. We put up a couple touchdowns in the first half. Defense played exceptional all night long, and then we're able to punch one in right at the start of the fourth, and they go up by three scores, and they came down and scored late, and we were able to run the clock out. So, all in all, really proud of our kids played in all three phases.
Yeah, we're talking to Mediapolis head coach Brian Borison, and coach, come in at 500. Northeast Goose Lake comes at a 7-1, and your coaching staff must have seen some in the game films, because that defense definitely listened to whatever message you gave tonight.
Yeah, we wanted to play, we want to play fast, we want to play physical. We wanted to put pressure on their quarterback. He's an outstanding player. And throw the ball with all night to do that, and we certainly didn't want to let him run around like crazy. So, I thought our guys executed the game plan well. Most importantly, I thought we really played fast and we played physical, able to force some turnovers here and there, and offensively, we did a nice job of keeping control of the ball. We ran for well over 200 yards, and and able to do that, we kept a high-powered offense on the sideline, and that's something that was the game plan going in. Our kids executed great.
We're talking to head coach Brian Borison of Mediapolis. Coach, your Bulldogs played extremely well tonight. Like Tony said, 4-4 on the regular season, but looking at your losses, Sigourney Kyoto, Regina Catholic, two 1A teams that were playing in their playoffs here tonight, and then also Mid Prairie and West Burlington, also two ranked teams that are still playing tonight too. So it's not like your Bulldogs didn't face some great competition throughout the year, but talk about, talking to your seniors and talking through this week. It's 1 week at a time. You guys survived this week, and we're going to wait and see who you're squared against here for next week.
Yeah, you couldn't have said it better. We played a lot of quality teams in the non-district and in our district play. I think there were six playoff teams that we played in the regular season, one way, shape, or form or the other. But I got to give our seniors a lot of credit. We were at a point after losing a couple district games in games that we didn't really feel like we gave our we performed near to where we could. We challenged our seniors to kind of turn it around, to figure out how they wanted this thing to play out, and they've responded well. Practices have been great. Our execution, has been much better, and hats off to those guys for what they've been able to provide leadership wise.
All right, well, Coach, congratulations. Thanks for joining us, and good luck down the playoff road here in 2024.
No, I appreciate having me on.
Thank you very much. Mediapolis head coach Brian Borison, the coach's hotline for the Steffes Group, the nation's fastest growing auction company. Whether you're interested in buying or selling land or equipment, visit them at steffesgroup.com.
All right, those are the scores from 5A to 2A. We still have 1A, A and A player first round of the playoff scores coming right up. We thank those listening on KDEC 94.9 FM and AM 99.1 FM, the River in Decorah and Waukon. In Denison on the Hive, KDSN. In Des Moines, 102.1 FM and ESPN Radio AM 1350, KRNT. And in Estherville on KILR-FM, Killer Bee Country. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 1130 and powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama, we've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you are never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Happy Halloween month, everyone. This is Jill Witt with Monroe County Hospital and Clinics in Albia. In honor of the spooky season, we wanted to wish all of you out there a very happy and safe Halloween and hope you have all the fun in the world getting dressed up in costumes.
It's showtime.
Now, of course, since this is technically still a healthcare ad, I must remind you not to let your kids eat all of the candy on Halloween night.
Yum, yum.
Unless you want to deal with stomach aches that will stay longer than an uninvited guest to Thanksgiving.
It's our Pink Tag Sales event at Craig Ford Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and we're bringing you massive savings. Right now, get a Ram 1500 Bighorn with an unbelievable $16,000 off MSRP. Looking for a new Ford? Drive away in a new Ford F-150 with $11,000 in total discounts. Or how about a Jeep? Save big with $9,000 off the 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee. Hurry in. These deals won't last long. It's the Pink Tag Sales event at Craig Ford, guaranteed to save you money.
The Stemphis Group will be selling 127 acres of farmland in Jasper County Wednesday, October 30th. This property is located near Solia, Iowa, and will be sold in one tract. This is a live auction. Bidding can be done in person or via the Stemphis Group website, October 30th at 10 a.m. Don't miss this opportunity to add 127 acres to your operation for the 2025 planting season. For more information, video flyover, and terms, go to stemphisgroup.com. We'll see you in Jasper County or online Wednesday, October 30th at 10 a.m.
Right now, get $10 off your next $50 purchase when you sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card. Just sign up and get $10 off your next $50 purchase. With Hy-Vee Perks, you get fuel savers, members-only prices, digital coupons, and rewards. And for a limited time only, new members who sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card get $10 off their next purchase of $50 or more. Sign up today, in-store, online, or through the Hy-Vee app. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
You're here for the love of the game. Now sit back, strap in. It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
Now they'll put everybody back in. 28 yards for the lead. Minute 15 to go. Here's a spot kick on the way. It's got the distance. It is. It's a crossbar. No good. It's no good. It hits the crossbar. It bounced off. 107 to go. 22-21. The kick comes up short.
All right, if you were listening to KQWC, you heard broadcaster extraordinaire Quinn Douglas on that. As Sioux Central misses a kick with 107. I think Quinn said about 28 yards out. South Hamilton advances to the round of 16. Isn't that just the satisfying sound, the doink sound? Let's see if I've got that here.
Another missed extra point.
They put mics on those goalposts.
Oh, they do, yeah.
Like in the NFL, yeah, you can hear that thing. That's a pretty solid thud.
And sometimes it's double doinks off the crossbar, off the upright, or whatever the case. Yes, and nothing but,
Here, let's see if we hear this next one.
I just heard it.
Let's see if we hear this next one. Here it comes.
Oh, that's Dallas, of course, yeah.
Overtime, and Dan Bailey is true.
You didn't hear that one very well.
Solid.
Anyway, yeah, the doink.
It's there.
The doink is there.
Quinn Douglas.
Oh, Quinn Douglas had the doink.
Where are we at right now, guys?
I have no idea.
Let's go to 1A.
Yeah, that's 1A. What we need to
that
do.
That would be John. Okay. Get some scores.
Roll through them, John.
People tune in for the scores, not the doinks.
Yeah, okay. This is the first place versus a fourth place team. And the top-ranked team, the team to beat in Class 1A, is Grundy Center. 36 wins consecutive for the Spartans. Or 35, pardon me. 55-16. 35 in a row for Grundy Center. 55-16 over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Second-ranked Dyke, New Hartford over Ogden, 54-0. It was Manson Northwest Webster advancing 18-7 over Hudson. You've got 10th-ranked OABCIG over Shenandoah, 55-14. West Branch able to pull out a win over number 3 Sigourney Keota at Sigourney tonight, 41-33 for the Bears. fourth-ranked trainer over West Sioux of Hay Warden, 28-14. Seventh-ranked Wilton, 38-14 over Appleton Parkersburg. And Woodward Granger over Esack County, 28-7. In the games that were second place against third-place teams in their district, AHSTW falling to number 5 Hinton, 48-20. Sumner Fredericksburg and Dyersville Beckman in action tonight. And from K-Way, Taylor Nitz has the action between the Cougars and the Blazers.
Well, it was a playoff edition of the K-Way Game of the Week tonight as the Sumner Fredericksburg Cougars made the trip to Dyersville to take on the Beckman Blazers. Now, the Blazers feature one heck of a back in Isaac Berlage. He had nearly 1,000 yards on the ground coming into this one. You expected him to be featured a lot. And, well, the Cougars made him a non-factor. They gave up almost nothing to the Blazers on the ground. Whether it's Berlage or another ball carrier, almost nothing worked on the ground for the Blazers. The Blazers had more success through the air, although the Cougar defense stepped up when they needed to. A couple of big plays. Two interceptions from Owen Schoonover, one from Tatum Nuss, and a massive sack that forced a fumble from Gavin Trask. A couple of big plays in this game, and it would lead to a shutout win for the Sumner Fredericksburg Cougars as they win it 12-0 tonight. Two touchdowns, one in the first half, one in the second half, both from Noah Henderson. He catches a touchdown pass in the first half and runs one in late in the ballgame to close this one out. And just prior to that last touchdown, had a massive run, a 3rd-and-17 play, and he ran for a first down to keep the clock rolling and help lead to a Cougar victory as they will move along in postseason play. Had Noah's dad with me on the broadcast as well, and boy, was he a proud papa. Anyway, the Cougars win it 12-0, and they are moving on in postseason play. Reporting for K-Way Radio, I'm Taylor Nitz.
All right, thank you, Taylor, and say hi to dad for me, Dave Nitz, long time. His dad. I've known his dad a long time. Dave Nitz, long time football and basketball referee and coach at South Tama, great guy. Okay, moving on. 8th-ranked Emmitsburg, 57-7 over Grandview Christian. You've got MFL Marmac by a few. Field goal, 24-21 over Albernett. Underwood, 21-10 over Ridgeview up in northwest Iowa tonight. Also, you had Regina of Iowa City, 32-21 over Pleasantville. Sioux Central of Sioux Rapids in South Hamilton. You heard the field goal hit off the crossbar by Quinn Douglas. He has a report on this nail-biter between the Hawks and the Rebels.
South Hamilton holds off Sioux Central late at Bill Taylor Field by a score of 22-21 to advance in the Class 1A playoffs. Sioux Central took the football first and drove 67 yards as Kenneth Barron-Craw capped off the opening drive with a 7-yard touchdown run to make it 7-0. Sioux Central. South Hamilton fumbled the football inside to Sioux Central 10 on their first drive of the night, but after a stop, a three and out forced on the ensuing defensive drive, the Hawks scored with 11:55 to go in the first half and a Colby Hodnefield 9-yard touchdown run and got the 2-point conversion to go up 8-7. From there, Sioux Central would control the remainder of the first half as Kenneth Barron-Craw scored on a 4-yard run with 5:54 to go into the first half to take a 13-8 lead, and the Rebels put together a good drive with under 2 minutes left with 26 seconds to go in the first half. Barron-Craw scored on a 1-yard touchdown run, and it was a 2-point conversion converted by the Rebels to put Sioux Central up 21-8. South Hamilton took the opening kickoff of the second half and marched down the field. Ashton Williams scored from 5 yards out to make it 21-16 after Nick Sieversyke scored on the 2-point conversion. The Hawks would then get a stop defensively off an interception from Nick Sieversyke, and from there Ashton Williams would punch in a 3-yard touchdown run to give South Hamilton a 22-21 lead. This game would come down to the final minute with Sioux Central driving inside the South Hamilton 15. They sent Sawyer Hollinson out for a 28-yard field goal from the near hash, but Hollinson's kick came up short with a minute 15 to go, and South Hamilton was able to successfully run out the clock for a 22-21 win and to advance to the round of 16 for the third year in a row. Reporting for the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show and KQWC, this is Quinn Douglas.
Nice job, Quinn. Thank you very much. And we're wrapping up second place, 9th-ranked South Hardin defeating 3rd place Pella Christian in their district, 40-7. Those are all the Class 1A playoff scores.
All right, let's get to Class A. He is the ref, Wendell Campbell.
Let's take a look at Class A, and where there's a little bit of parity in Class 2A and 1A, there is none in Class A. All the high seeds won it tonight, and most in pretty convincing fashion. Starting at the top of Class A is where number 1 ACGC defeats Wayne of Cordon into tonight, 28-0. Number two, West Hancock, your defending champions in Class A, riding an 18-game winning streak tonight. They win it big over Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 65-27. Number three, Lisbon stays undefeated tonight with a 49-0 win over Starmont. Let's see, we're going to hear from Daniel Versteg a little bit later in this one. Number six, Galen Catholic over St. Albert Council Bluffs, 48-24. Madrid over North Tama, 41-6. Number seven, Maquoketa Valley over Columbus Community, 61-13. My buddy Ty Rindle and the Rindle boys were working this one at Tri-Center tonight as number five Tri-Center defeats South Central Calhoun, 41-0. And number 10, Wapsie Valley rolls big over Lake Mills, 50-6. In the two versus three seeds, Bellevue defeated Danville tonight, 43-7. Danville, a team only in their second season coming back to 11-man football, making a playoff run for them tonight, but the Bellevue too much, 43-7 Bellevue tonight. MMCRU over Logan Magnolia, 47-14. Shout out to my buddy Rudy Evertson in this one. A high-scoring affair as Mount Air and the Raiders barely get by Earlham tonight, 58-50. 108 total points scored in this Class A game here tonight. They got their kickoff workout in tonight, I'm pretty sure, for that crew. Nashville Plainfield over Newman Catholic, 30-14. Number nine, the Pekin Panthers. We were listening to this one in the other room tonight before the show, and this game back and forth, back and forth. Pekin gets the better part of the Lynx of Northland, 28-20, and number nine, Pekin moves on to the next round of the playoffs. Number eight, Oakland tonight over the Hawks of Linville Sully, 29-27. Number four, St. Ansgar, 54-14 over South Winneshiek. And Woodbury Central tonight defeating Sibley Acheden, 28-21. So all the ones and twos will move on to week two of the playoffs next week, Tony, here in Class A, all finals.
All right, we still have eight-player first-round games to get you first time around, and then we'll do it all over again from Class 5A to eight-player. We thank those listening on the best mix and more in Forest City, KIOW-FM. How about KBKB, Fox Sports, 104.5 FM and AM 1360 in Fort Madison. In Harlan on Cool Gold, 105 FM, KNOD. And in Manchester, KMCH, Eastern Iowa's high school sports play-by-play leader. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 through the quarterfinals of the playoffs and powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8-player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
You're ready to buy a house. You're ready to settle down. Who do you trust on the other end to get you there? Todd Shelton, Red Hall Realty in Sheraton. He's been doing what he does for his community for 35 years. So let him show you around your hometown. He's engaged in the lives of children. He volunteers as a referee and he's a fan. Find Todd Shelton and you'll find a commitment to finding the perfect home. You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a community with people like Todd Shelton. Call 641-203-2242 and explore Red Hall Realty.
Farmers, meet the new John Deere Combines, your ultimate partner in the field. From the grain-eating X9 to the all-new S7, every piece of iron is packed with the same legendary dependability and productivity. And when it comes to service and support, Sinclair Tractor has you covered. Our expert technicians and technology support teams are just a call away, ready to keep your equipment running smoothly and efficiently. From routine maintenance to emergency repairs, trust Sinclair Tractor to be there for you every step of the way. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com.
It's on radio. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
All right, Joe Millage produces, Wendell Campbell the ref, John Martinson, I'm Tony Anseni. As we continue on with the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, we left off in Class A player. First time around finals, and the ref has his whistle ready. Let's go, Wendell.
And we're going to jump right back into Class A, and that's where Daniel Verstegen, KLEM, had this Galen Catholic and St. Albert Council Bluffs game.
In a neutral site Class A playoff matchup, sixth-ranked Galen Catholic defeated Council Bluffs St. Albert by a final score of 48-24, and the Jays are on to the round of 16 for the second time in 4 years. Things got started with St. Albert actually in the driver's seat. The Falcons got all the way down to the red zone, but a fumble on a bad snap, a bobbled snap, turned it over to the Jays. They got into the end zone 4 plays later with a touchdown pass from Cole McCarty to Dylan Pacus, and the Jays led it 7-0. St. Albert had a great response, though. A nearly 10-minute drive ended with a field goal. Jays kept them out of the end zone, made it 7-3. Galen Catholic went on to score 21 points in the second quarter, including an 88-yard touchdown run from Cole McCarty. It would be 28-3 at the half. Jays came out to start the third quarter, and a 69-yard touchdown run from Cole McCarty gave the Jays a 34-3 lead early in the third, and they did not look back from there. The Jays win this one 48-24 behind Cole McCarty's big night. 17 rushes for 204 yards, 3 touchdowns. He also went 7 of 10 through the air for 127 yards and 2 touchdowns. And the Jays move on to the round of 16 with an 8-1 record. St. Albert, they drop to 3-6 to end their season. For the Radio Iowa Scouting Report, this is Daniel Versteg with KLEM Lamars.
Thank you, Daniel, for that score. And let's jump over to eight-player action. And that's where at the top of eight-player, number one, Bishop Garrigan out of Algona. They are riding a 20-game win streak coming into this one. KLGA has this one as they defeated Tripola tonight 62-15.
I'm Tyler Lance reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. It was a matchup between Bishop Garrigan and Tripola tonight at Conway Field in Algona, Iowa, as the defending state champion Golden Bears rolled to a 62-15 win over Tripola tonight. Bishop Garrigan scored on every offense possession besides kneeling down at the end of the ball game. Trayton Sink got the scoring underway tonight with his 20th rushing touchdown of the season, giving Bishop Garrigan the early lead. Golden Bears would extend their lead to 19-0 by the end of the first as Ethan Marshall ran for a touchdown, and Trayton Sink added a 48-yard receiving touchdown, escaping a defender's grasp along the sideline and running to the house. In the second quarter, Bishop Garrigan picked up right where they left off in the first as Owen Murphy was involved in all 3 touchdowns. He caught 2 touchdown passes from Tate Furch, including a highlight reel touchdown of 1 minute to go until halftime, where he leaped over a defender to make the grab in the end zone. Murphy would also return a kickoff 75 yards for a score as the Golden Bears took a 42-3 lead into halftime on their way to a 62-15 victory. With the win, Bishop Garrigan's now a perfect 9-0. Tripola falls to 3-6 to end the season. Reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance.
Thanks for that report, Tyler. The rest of the number one seeds versus at-larges here. Number two, Lennox defeats Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton tonight 72-16. They stay undefeated. We started the night with 6 unbeatens in Class A player, and all 6-1 here tonight. Let's move down to the 1-3 matchups, and that's where your number 3 team in the state of Iowa, 8 players, St. Mary's Remsens, they moved to 9-0 in the season, 42-8 over West Bend Mallard. Kind of overshadowed this game here tonight. The longtime head coach for West Bend Mallard, Coy Goodchild, amassed 229 wins, a lifetime win percentage of 85%, 4 state championships at West Bend at the age of 67, passed away this week by way of cancer. So heavy hearts there in West Bend Mallard. Our thoughts and prayers out to Coach Goodchild's family there. An absolute legacy. It sits top 20 in all-time wins, top 10 in state championships with those 4 as well. Moving on in A player, number 4, Don Bosco defeats Springville tonight 66-19. Number 5, Audubon, 38-7 winners over East Mills. Edgeworth Colesburg tonight upends BGM Brooklyn 92-56. Big score there. So those are all 6 unbeatens remain alive in Class A player. The rest of A player were playoff action tonight. Arweva, they rocket past Fremont Mills Tabor tonight 51-22. The only road team as a 3 to defeat a 1 here tonight. Number 7, Gladbrook Rhinebeck 62-30 over Key Lansing. Iowa Valley over Southeast Warren 64-48. And number 8, Montezuma moves on tonight. They moved to 9-1, 61-54 over the Wolves of Winfield Mountain Union. These next two are a 2-3 matchup, and that's where we had Riceville over Clarksville, Battle of the Vills there tonight. Riceville 64-26 winners. Number 10 Woodbine moves to 9-1, 50-14 over Collins Maxwell. And then 2-2s, and here's where the Plainsmen, number 9 Belle Plaine and number 6 Bedford, a great defensive battle here tonight. Number 6 Bedford moves on the road tonight, 18-12 winners there. Waco defeats Central City tonight, 39-16. Cam of Anita, 3 points better than GTRA, 67-64, as this was a basketball game, and for some reason a football broke out. 67-64 winners for the Cougars of Cam tonight. And Janesville up in St. Edmund, Fort Dodge, 49-14. Those are all our finals in Class 8 player football for you, Tony.
All right, first time around. Let's get second time around. Let's start out in Class 5A in Group 1. Top break, Dowling Catholic, 46-6 over Sioux City North. Number 6, Ankeny Centennial, 49-7 winners over Urbandale. And it was Des Moines East, 25, Des Moines Roosevelt, 20. In Group number 2 tonight, the three-time defending champs, 9th-rated Southeast Polk Rams, 49-0 over Des Moines Lincoln. Number 4, Johnston, 35-14 over Sioux City East. And it was Waukee, 66, and Council Bluffs, Abraham Lincoln, 7. In Group number 3, where the lone unbeaten in Class 5A played tonight, no more unbeatens remain. As number 10, Iowa City, City High, defeated number 2, Bettendorf, handing the Bulldogs their first loss, 42-23. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, defeated Davenport North, 34-17. And Dubuque Hempstead, 40-7 winners over Davenport Central. In group number 4, it was West Des Moines Valley, 35, Marshalltown, 8. Waukee Northwest, 50, Ames, 6. It was Waterloo West, 28, and Ottumwa, 21. In group number 5, Cedar Falls, an easy win over Davenport West, 56-0. Number 8, Pleasant Valley, knocked off number 3, Linmar of Marion, 35-21. And Dubuque Senior, edged by Muscatine tonight. Muscatine, the Muskies, 27-26 winners. In group number 6, it was Ankeny, 56, Cedar Rapids, Washington, 0. That was completed from a game that began last night. Cedar Rapids Prairie defeated Iowa City West, 28-21. And number 7, Iowa City Liberty, a 70-33 winner over Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Let's go to Class 4A, District number 1. Spencer falls to Fort Dodge, 24-20. Dennis and Sleswick, 51. Sioux City West, 15. And Lamar is knocked off Storm Lake by the score of 49-0. Also in District number 2 in Class, oh boy, there goes my fat fingers. I got to get everything back here. Give me just a moment here. I'm sorry, guys.
You were in District 2 there. That's where number 3, Decorah, defeated Waterloo East tonight, 35-10. Number 10, Epworth, upended Mason City tonight, 56-21. And thanks to Will Harder, as number 9, Waverly Shell Rock, defeats Marion tonight, 28-6.
District 3, Cedar Rapids Xavier, 49, Burlington, 6. North Scott of Eldred, 7th rated over Oskaloosa, 56-7. And Clear Creek of Manor defeated Clinton, 56-22. In District 4, Pella falls to Gilbert as they fall from the unbeaten, 14-7. It was Carlisle, 21, Bondurant Farrar, 14, and Newton knocked off Des Moines Hoover, 49-7. District number 5, top-ranked North Polk remains unbeaten, 27-14 over 5th-rated ADM of Adel. Ballard of Huxley, 42, Boone, 0, and Indianola, 69, Des Moines North, 18. That was Thursday night. District 6, number 4, Lewis Central Council Bluffs, the defending champs, 49-8 winners over Dallas Center Grimes. Number 8, Norwalk, the district champ, 29-26 over Glenwood, and Winterset defeated Council Bluffs, Thomas Jefferson, 56-7. That's all the finals from 5A to 4A. We'll be back for 3A to A players second time around after this.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
This is Nate Ammons with United Country Real Estate. We know the sale and purchase of ag land or recreational property is a big deal. Whether you're looking to buy or sell country homes, farms, hunting land, or any other type of lifestyle property, United Country has the ground covered. Our national marketing program paired with our local family-owned brokerage, makes United Country Southern Iowa's number one source for ag land and recreational property. View our listings or learn more at uciowa.com.
Stay safe on the roads with Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades, now at Menards. For over 40 years, Rain-X has provided drivers with products to help them outsmart the elements. Rain-X Vision Beam Wiper Blades are easy to install and are designed to provide a smooth, streak-free wipe every time. Save big money on all Rain-X product, now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Why are so many people dropping their current internet and switching to Extreme? Not all internet is priced this good. Switch to Extreme, powered by Mediacom today, and get Internet 250 for $19.99 a month for a year. No contract required. Hook up your home with powerful whole-home Wi-Fi, including advanced security and parental controls. Plus, stay connected with unbeatable network reliability. Not all internet is priced this good. Switch to Extreme today and get download speeds up to 250 meg for $19.99 a month for a year. That's less than a dollar a day. Oh, yeah. Call 844-4FASTER for details. That's 844-4FASTER. Available to new customers only. Download speed may vary and subject to a monthly downstream usage allowance. Advertised price does not include activation, installation, modem rental, taxes, and fees. Price includes a $10 a month credit for auto pay and paperless billing.
The Super Bowl, the Cyclones,